Drupal Voices is short daily podcast interviews with people doing work in the Drupal community. Brought to you by Lullabot Consulting. Whether you need technical architecture, developer support, optimization and analysis, on-site training, or just general guidance for your Drupal project, Lullabot has led many of the largest Drupal projects in the world. Visit lullabot.com or call 877-LULLABOT to find out how we can help you with your next project.
I'm Konstantin Keffer. I work for nowpublic.com and examiner.com. I'm in the Drupal community since around 2005, 2006. And for Drupal 7, I created the state system for Forms API. The state system allows you to define various states for form elements. That means that one form element, like for example a text field, can depend on the state of another form element, for example a checkbox. So you can specify that the text field is only visible when the checkbox is checked.
I see. So part of the problem with doing these sort of dynamic form elements before was that, well, I guess there was a security thing and the form validation, but this is... So is this state system actually bringing in new form elements, or is it just dynamically creating things based upon whatever you're clicking or typing on?
No, it's not bringing in new elements. It's only supposed to create dependencies between existing form elements. And for now, it only works on a purely presentational layer. That means that it only makes the form look like those form elements are dependent on each other, but it does not do actual validation on the server side. So that means you still have to do your own validation.
And so I guess with different radio buttons and text fields, maybe you can talk about, like, what are the different actions that are triggering how do you define what sort of the signal that's being sent out and then the signal that's being received? So talk about, like, the different things that are happening there.
So the way this works is you have a declarative way of specifying the dependencies. That means you define the state of the text field, for example, the visible state of the text field, as depending on the checked state of the checkbox, to come back to our example. And what the JavaScript code does is it goes through all the declarations and attaches event handlers to the events it needs to monitor. And then once the user clicks on the checkbox, for example, it sends out, oh, this checkbox's state has changed. And all the other form elements that depend on them are observers of the checkbox. And then they know, oh, this checkbox has changed. And what they do now is they look up the value of the checkbox and then do a transition from their current state, for example, visible, to the state that is declared in your declaration, for example, invisible.
I see. So check this checkbox and this text field just disappears.
Yes.
Okay. And so talk a bit about, like, some of the examples that are in Drupal 7 core that are using the state system.
For example, on the date page that allows you to configure time zones, we have this checkbox that allows you to enable user-configurable time zones. And there are a bunch of controls under that checkbox that only make sense when this single checkbox is checked. So we just hide all these form elements unless that checkbox is checked, unless the users may configure the time zones.
I see. And so what was the thing that you wanted to do? Why did you work on this and create the state system here in Drupal 7?
The idea was flying around a long time in my head. Since 2007, actually, I presented something that was similar to that at DrupalCon Barcelona. And the main reason for doing that is that I noticed that I had created a lot of repetitive code, like simple jQuery code that just did one thing. And I thought, well, we could do this better in a more efficient and faster way. And I think I didn't mention the main benefit of that is using the state system, you can do all these things without writing a single line of JavaScript code. So you just add those state declarations to the Forms API definition in PHP, and you're set.
I see. So it's a way from the just a hash line element that it's declaring the state, and then, you know, so I guess you're declaring on one form the form elements that should be monitoring, and then the action that's being taken. So what's the sort of syntax for that is actually there?
We're actually not declaring the actions that have to be taken. As I mentioned earlier, this is a declarative system. So you only declare the states that depend on each other, and you're not describing what action should be taken to get from one state to the other. That's all taking place behind the scenes, and the state system takes care of that. So it automatically transitions those form elements from one state to the other. And the syntax for this is on a form element, you add the pound states array, and in that array, you just declare the individual states. For example, for the checkbox, you just add a key visible, and then another array as the value of the invisible key, and then you add the elements that this state depends upon, and then you specify what value this state should have so that it complies with the declaration.
I see. And so it seems like this state system is going to open up a lot of usability improvements in terms of like making the lives of people who are checking all these boxes, if there's things that are logically connected between them, you're able to automatically do that, I guess.
Exactly. That's one of the main motivations behind the state system. So you can't just add interactivity to a form without switching back and forth, without having to use another language and include the JavaScript file and make sure it only triggers in the right places and so on. So I hope that developers will use that state system to create forms that make more sense to the end user and use the state system to reduce visual complexity so that only the, for example, only the relevant items are shown.
I see. And so, you know, where is the state system at in terms of, you know, is there anything else that you need to do before Drupal 7 launches with the state system in terms of, you know, cleanup or documentation or whatever else?
There is. The state system that is currently in core, in Drupal 7 core, unfortunately only supports AND operators. That means one element state can depend on multiple other elements. For example, you have like three checkboxes that all need to be checked. That's what you can do right now. But you can't say that either of these checkboxes have to be checked, or if you could do that, that would be like in a very complicated way, but it's not possible to specify OR operators or XOR operators. However, there's already a patch that does that. I don't know the node URL right now, but I'm sure you can add that to the show notes. That patch needs review right now, and I'm hoping it'll be committed to Drupal 7. There are also a couple of other improvements that would be very useful to have in Drupal core. I guess the main drawback, apart from the OR operators, is that states currently doesn't support pasting. So it currently only detects if you type in a text field manually, but it doesn't detect when you paste. When you paste using the right-click menu, when you use the shortcut Control-V, that's just fine because it's just a key up event, but when you're right-clicking, it doesn't detect that currently.
I see. So if you're typing it with the keyboard, it's fine. But if you are pasting in text by right-clicking and pasting, right, it's not. So, and did this come about because you were this was, you know, client work, or is this something that you just had in your head and you thought it would be fun to kind of start to do this and start to improve the usability of Drupal?
Definitely the latter one. I had this idea floating around my head for almost 2.5 years, and I've tried various ways of solving this problem until I was able to find a solution that doesn't require polling, that so you don't have to check like every 200 milliseconds whether something changed, because that would be kind of costly if you have many form elements on one page. So the current system just works with the native DOM events, and you can have hundreds of these form elements on one page without any negative performance.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Thank you for having me.